I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. On Saturday, musicians in the Flathead Valley performed original songs about Martin Luther King's life at the 11th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration, hosted by Love Lives Here, an affiliate of the Montana Human Rights Network. Whitefish resident David Walburn wrote two of those songs. Walburn grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, during the height of the Civil Rights Movement. He remembers listening to Martin Luther King Jr. on the radio while studying music in college. I spoke with him a few days before the celebration about what inspired his work.
I was asked by Erica Von Kloss to participate. She's kind of putting the whole thing together and has been. I'm known around here as a songwriter, so I guess she thought maybe I could come up with something. And I gravitated toward immediately The Awakening, which I interpreted as his spiritual awakening as a young man. And then The Dream. You want to hear some of it?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Let me grab my guitar. This one is called Jesus and His Love. And I kind of felt that I had this lick. I'd been playing it for a while. Real pretty melody, and so but no words were coming up until I got the request to write the song, and then it came out, so which is kind of neat. Every time you turn a fist into a hand, and an enemy is made your friend, because you turn the other cheek and would not fight. You keep Jesus and His love, Jesus and His love, Jesus and His love alive. So that's Jesus and His love, and I thought it was just kind of, I tried to wrap it around what I think he might have been feeling in thinking as far as how he was going to pursue equal rights and, you know, nonviolence. And so hopefully it works.
You mentioned that sometimes it like an image pops into your mind, mm-hmm. and then you use the words to help your audience kind of see that same picture. I caught a couple images in there, but what are the ones that first popped into your mind as you were writing this song?
The first one was the nonviolence, the fist into a hand. And I, you know, when it comes to songwriting or any kind of writing, everything's been thought of, everything's been said, there's nothing new. What is new is how you say whatever it is you're trying to, that can be new. It's not that I'm saying anything new, it's just how you're saying it. Being from the South, and I was at the University of Georgia, I used to listen to the Martin Luther King speeches every Sunday. They'd play them. And before I would go in to do work in the studios, I would listen to his speeches, and I was just amazed. They always seemed very lyrical in the way he spoke, and of course, always had that religious overtone to him. His whole I Have a Dream speech, I could listen to that. It's like one of the prettiest songs I've ever heard. It's absolutely just so well written. There's not a wasted word. And as a songwriter, I try to write in that respect, that there's no wasted words, there's no extra words, everything is right where it's supposed to be.
That was Whitefish singer-songwriter David Walburn, who performed at the 11th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration, hosted by Love Lives Here in Whitefish. Montana Public Radio will air the full performance later today at 8. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.